Imagine for a second that you're standing in your living room and you're just staring at this massive jagged crack running straight down the wall.
Oh man, yeah, the absolute nightmare scenario for any homeowner.
Right. Total nightmare. So a modern contractor comes in, takes one look at it, and says, just patch the drywall, maybe slap a fresh coat of paint over it, and you're good to go. Call it a day.
Quick fix.
Exactly. But an old school traditional architect walks into that exact same room, takes one look, and just shakes their head.
Yeah, they're not gonna like the paint idea.
No, not at all. They'd tell you that patching the drywall is a complete waste of time. They'd say if you actually want to fix the wall, you have to grab a flashlight, go all the way down into the dark, dusty basement, and meticulously examine the original foundation.
Because if the foundation has shifted.
Whatever you paint on the surface is just going to crack again anyway.
Right. It's inevitable.
Yeah. And today we are doing a deep dive into a book that applies that exact architectural philosophy to, well, arguably one of the most explosive, sensitive, and universally debated topics in our modern culture.
I mean, it really is the third rail. We're talking about human sexuality and gender.
Yeah, it's a heavy one.
It's a profound way to frame it, though, with the architect analogy. The book we're unpacking today is called Biblical Perspective on Counseling the LGBTQ plus Community.
Subtitled, Balancing Truth, Grace, and Compassion in a Confused World.
Right.
Right.
Yes, exactly. It was written in 2025 by Dr. Lintore Fortuin. He's the founder of Impact Theological College down in South Africa.
Okay.
And the core premise of his book is exactly what you just described with the foundation. The author firmly believes that you simply cannot address the modern complexities of sexuality without going straight down into the basement of human history.
Down to the original blueprint.
Right, the divine blueprint.
Yes.
He argues you have to start there before you do anything else.
And, because this book touches on what is basically the most sensitive nerve in modern culture, I mean, it deals with our deepest identities, our family dynamics, our personal morality. I want to be incredibly clear with you, our listener, right up front.
Yeah, a mandatory disclaimer here is definitely needed.
Absolutely. So, our goal today is not to take a side.
Not at all.
We are absolutely not here to champion Dr. Fortuin's theology, and we're also not here to critique it, or debunk it, or attack it from a secular or progressive point of view.
Right, we're acting strictly as impartial guides today.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Our job is just to help you understand the internal logic of this specific conservative Christian worldview.
We want to show you the framework the author is building for counselors and pastors.
Yeah, just reporting the viewpoints to you with complete neutrality. We're exploring the what, the how, and the why of his arguments.
Which honestly is deeply important regardless of where you personally stand on any of these
Oh,
issues.
for sure. Why do you say that?
Well, think about it. Whether you're a theologian,